This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey, you handsomes. Were you a fan of our playthrough of the 1986 tabletop RPG Dinosaur Park, but wanted to hear how Adam and Cass would handle the official yet rarely referenced expansion, Dinosaur Park 2, Dinosaur Land? Then do we have great news for you. Dinosaur Land is coming to SansPantsPlus.com on January 1st, 2020. All you have to do is sign up to SansPantsPlus.com at any level from now until January 31st and you'll get access to the complete playthrough New Year's Morn. Get in quick because come February, it'll only be available to SansPants Kings. So just head to SansPantsPlus.com today and sign up so you can enter the new year listening to the terrible atrocities that Adam and Cass unleash onto an unsuspecting dinosaur land.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would you bring to Danny Ocean's Ocean's 11 that Ocean doesn't already have?
Medical advice.
Third ocean chucked in for no reason.
I'm full of words. Gotta get him out.
Bonus ocean for everybody.
A stroke specialist.
That's for Dusha doing his introduction right now. Because I was thinking, okay, so sure, your classic heist team, which Danny Ocean has.
He's got an extended one, expanded list. He's got 11.
He does. You got your face.
Yep.
You got your getaway driver.
Yep.
You got your smooth talker.
Yep.
You got your skinny boy that can get a little spices.
Acrobat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your bomb man.
Yep. Demolitions expert.
I got three left.
You got Julia Roberts.
You got Julia Roberts. You got Danny Ocean himself. He's the mastermind.
Is there a fall dude?
And a fall dude.
The money. The money.
Old money.
Oh, money.
These are all typical heist
positions.
They're
all taken.
They're taken. Yeah. If we want him, we got to come up with something new, something hot, something tasty.
Something delicious, something that Danny Ocean will hear and he'll be like,
I can't say no to that.
By God, I'm glad I'm not in prison anymore so I can say yes to this.
Ocean's 12, which is coming. Ocean's 14. So what can we bring?
Okay, well, look.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
There's a bunch of people in, as we've just mentioned, like 11 people, maybe more with Julia Roberts, plus partners, I assume.
That's like a medium-sized party.
That's a medium-sized party, all right?
It's
and you know what, okay, and you know what you always...
Maybe a dinner party.
Yeah.
Well, okay, if it's a dinner party,
It's pretty big, actually.
Yeah. Pretty big. If it's a Dungeons & Dragons party, it's fucking huge.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's a birthday party, bit sad.
Yeah. Well, if it's a family birthday party.
No, if it's a birthday party for a teen...
Depressing.
Yeah, kind of sad.
But if it's a birthday party for an old man, that's pretty good innings.
Unless it's a milestone birthday, in which case, depressing.
Yeah, if it's a 21st, a 40th...
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
But a 26th, pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Either way.
Casual drinks, huge.
Yeah.
Either way, that's a lot of people. I'm always going to have meetings.
Yeah.
There's people gathering together, always talking about the heist, you know?
Yeah. They won't shut up about it.
And you know, like, when you're chatting about a heist,
yeah.
when you're planning a heist,
yeah.
how long do you think it's going to take?
Oh.
What, an hour?
No.
Is it going to take maybe 6 hours? No. Probably over the course of multiple days.
Whoa. And you know that's longer than I was allowing in my diary.
And you know,
6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
But you know what you're going to have to do during those hours?
What?
Eat.
That's true.
Clever.
Got to get some grub in you.
Catering. They don't have catering.
What?
I can provide catering for your team.
Are you cooking or are you buying the food? Because it's important to make the distinction now.
I will cook.
Okay, what are you cooking? Because I think there's good heist food and bad heist food.
And I'm interested to see what good heist food is.
Yeah.
Because I know what bad heist food will be, and I wonder if Joel Zemmer's going to fall into this trap.
I'm imagining bad heist food would be like greasy food and burgers and pizzas.
I was imagining a curry. I was imagining looking over a blueprint with a spoonful of, I don't know, butter chicken.
You're going to have a lot of these kind of foods, right? So initially you want to have some kind of like a platter.
Yeah.
Yep. So a lovely cheese platter.
Yeah.
And some like a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Some of those bad boys. This is a bit of like an open up, maybe some grapes on the side. All right?
The food that kind of sprung to my mind as a terrible heist food hasn't come up yet.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm interested to see if you walk into this mine.
Okay, so... When you were playing, if you ever played some sports,
You were...
this sounds like a leading.
When you were in high school or primary school, whatever, you'd often be like, there's a big game tomorrow.
Yep.
Pasta.
No! That's a terrible... It's all carbs!
It's all carbs.
There it is.
In the mind, you fool!
You walk straight into it.
Oh man, time to get into this little box.
I'm so tired in the car right there.
Yeah, the day before you have a big meal of spaghetti.
I need to shit big.
Imagine opening the safe and there's that little whatever contortionist in there because he got so carb tired he fell asleep.
See, I was thinking like spiral pasta with some pesto through it.
Oh man, that's so heavy.
Delicious food. Also, orange slices halfway through.
Imagine orange slices halfway through is great because you've got to do every part of the heist. The guy in the safe, like, you've got to like dodge your way through the laser beams to be like, orange slices, stay hydrated, give you a drink of water.
Okay. The face is trying to like bamboozle whoever is there to kind of get the keys, or whatever. Walking up with like a big platter of oranges. Hey, just for you, sir. Oh, is everyone? No, just him.
Just him.
You guys, maybe go have some pasta. If you guys
I like to also imagine the face being like, anyway, baby, if you'll just give me the burp, doing a big pesto burp. Sorry, I had pesto for dinner for some reason.
You don't just plan the heist the day before you do the heist. So pasta would be probably very good leading up to the heist, but beforehand,
carbo loading.
Exactly. You got to think on a good pasta belly. What is a good meal for a test the next day, for planning, for thinking.
So you're saying that
pasta. Spaghetti.
Pesto pasta is spaghetti. Thinking food.
Pesto pasta is
good for your brain.
Or there fruit. We go. Fruits.
You can't just live off food alone.
No, not just.
If I hired catering and they just gave me a fruit platter, I would be angry.
Here's some apples.
What's for dinner?
Heist.
have a fucking banana.
Smoothies is good heist food.
Smoothies is good heist food.
Hey!
John Usher is lit as he's being attacked by invisible ghosts right now.
Get off me!
Well, if you look at
fruits,
yes,
are bad, but smoothie good. It's the same shit.
No.
Smoothie you can down in one go.
Smoothies you can add stuff like protein.
That's also
you can add eggs to it.
Yeah,
you can add all kinds of good things. Kale,
nuts, whatever.
Chuck some kale. Chuck some nuts in those
got
bad
the
boys.
Energy
protein
you need.
Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna go to local Boost Juice. I'm gonna subcontract.
Too much sugar, bad idea.
Oh yeah, look, true. Well,
hang on. You're shitting all over my ideas of what makes good.
I said
catering.
Fruits, and I got shit on as much.
Yeah. So what do you want to serve as
apples? You're imagining people eating apples.
No,
while
I imagine
playing the
like
heist?
I was agreeing with Jackson's fish idea.
Yeah, fish is good.
So fruit platter to start with or to end with.
Yeah.
Not as the main meal.
Yeah. But again,
maybe a sandwich platter where people can choose their portioning so they don't get carb tired from too much bread.
You can choose your portioning with spaghetti.
What restaurant have you ever been to?
They're like,
yeah, that's a restaurant. I'm catering. I got a big bowl of spiral pesto pasta.
You've got like one of those trays, those like tin foil Bay
Marie
trays.
You know, like a big Bay Marie going.
I imagine you've got like a...
That's up to them. Everyone grabs a plate. They go through it. There'll be potatoes there. There'll be like good broccoli, greens, beans maybe.
Potatoes, cheese, pasta, turkey. Wine!
Get some turkey. Get some. They need to loosen up. Everyone's all frazzled. A lovely wine platter now.
It's so funny to imagine them in the car and they're like, Danny, what's the plan? And he's like, I really think we should have eaten all that pasta.
Maybe we call it a night.
I'm so tired.
This is great. Then I get a contract extended because I haven't had the heist yet. So they'll need more food.
Circle around. They're like, we'll do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Come back. More of that pasta, please. Now we're talking.
Pasta bake. What a good meal.
Pasta bake think, is the, like, that's somehow
think,
worse than spaghetti.
You gotta think, not only am I feeding all these people, but there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And that's a cheap meal.
Why is it cheap? Isn't Danny Ocean a millionaire? He does heists.
No, for me. Me. For me, it's cheap. I'm going to be
paying you.
Yeah. And I've got to look after my profit margin.
Danny Ocean pays you like a very exorbitant amount and gets a pasta bake.
I'll add some truffles to it or something. They'll be like, look, it's rich or
shit. Oh, this oily pasta bake. Smells like truffles, I guess. I'm imagining with, I don't like greasy food because I imagine a lot of planning a heist is rolling out a blueprint and pointing. And you're going to leave a lot of greasy fingerprints.
Yeah, so like again, and no finger food. No finger food. Only eating with forks or gloves. I'll provide gloves.
What were they eating before the pasta in your...
he's just thinking, like, I'm thinking ahead.
Now, what did they eat before the pasta in your catering plan? Because we're at the main meal, but you already pitched an entree.
Cheese
platters.
And
charcuterie board.
Yes, and what is that?
Salami.
And what is salami and meat?
Toothpicks or little tiny forks. Or, like the Earl of Sandwich invented... bits of bread.
It's so funny to imagine the Ocean's 11 team arriving at like the catering tray and there's some bread and gloves. Wait, what are we meant to do here?
It's so that when you point on the map, you don't wreck it.
We had a complaint about getting grease on maps.
Why didn't you just pick non-greasy food?
Because you need spaghetti to carbo load.
Spaghetti.
What? We're doing a heist tomorrow.
Yeah, spaghetti will calm you down, put you to sleep.
Exactly. Everyone's going to be thinking like, oh no, what am I going to be doing stressing? But a good spaghetti sleep, everyone going to be pretty happy.
We found Danny Ocean today asleep, attached by a wire to the roof. It seems like he fell asleep from having too much carbs.
In the morning,
climb down past the
in
lasers.
The morning, lots of black coffee.
Okay.
I want everyone jittery. I want everyone wired.
You've
for the main
them.
Event, except for Joel except
Zaman.
For the face who needs to be calm, they have another heaping bowl of spaghetti.
Joel Zaman.
Yes.
In the morning.
Yes.
And hey, this is a personal question, so feel free to not answer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you have your strong coffees,
yes.
What do you then instantly have to do?
Oh, yeah, big shit.
No. Yeah, and imagine...
The face, hey, baby. There's a pesto burp.
That's why the face can't have coffee.
So when they open the safe, because the little contortionist was in there, they're like, he shat himself.
Yes.
There was nowhere for him to go, and he shat himself.
DNA. All right, so everyone's going to wake
up. Coffee is good.
Everyone has to wake up maybe 2 hours before, because I imagine we only have maybe one or two bathrooms.
Yeah,
2 hours before, neck a lot of coffee. Everyone takes in turns.
Uh-huh. Takes a big shit.
To defecate.
To be fair,
we got to pencil this in.
In Tammet's defense, before our heist, I'd want to take a big shit.
I wouldn't want to interrupt. But mix when you're the caterer and you're actively choosing to mix spaghetti with black coffee.
Spaghetti and black coffee, the breakfast of champions.
Yeah. Even if it's
you know
the
what?
Night before.
No, you're right. You're right. It's not strong enough. Turkish coffee.
Little Turkish coffee and a big bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah.
So you're very wired, but when you crash hard. That's the aim.
Yeah. Maybe we have a lot of Turkish coffee throughout the day beforehand as well, but we stop them at about 6 p.m.
I'm a big fan because so much of a heist relies on precision and people being hyper aware.
Yes.
So people being jittery and sleepy at the same time. The heist's going to go wrong in so many interesting ways. Danny Ocean's not going to figure out. You know, they got to change the money over or however it goes. It's not going to happen.
Oh, but me, a full English for breakfast?
Additionally to the spaghetti.
No, because the spaghetti was last night.
The spaghetti's only for the face. He's got to remain calm.
He's going to remain tired.
No one's calm after they eat spaghetti for breakfast.
It doesn't calm you down. It makes you sleepy.
Calms you down heaps.
Spaghetti for breakfast has never calmed anyone down.
He's not going to pick pocket
right. What is carbonara but breakfast spaghetti?
That's why they call it calm banara.
Calm banana.
Have a big bowl of calm banara, you say, as you crack an egg into it and pour hot coffee in it. I call it my morning delight, boys.
Mamma mia.
I would love to see...
Eat it while it's hot.
Eat it while it's hot.
I want to see like a blueprint rolled out with a big wine stain over it, a bit of salami covering a bit of the casino, greasy fingerprints everywhere, big of spaghetti in the middle.
Some like scrambled eggs off to the side.
Yeah, because
scrambled eggs now.
Well, you gotta get a full breakfast in.
But you said,
these are working boys.
Can I get fried
eggs? Were won on the humble full English.
Can I? I don't think a full English involves spaghetti. That's a full Italian.
The spaghetti's for... Keep up. The spaghetti's for last night.
Okay. And the face this
the
morning.
Face because the face needs to remain calm. While everyone has a full English, the face has another big bowl of spaghetti.
What is in a full English?
Well, you have to have your eggs.
Yeah.
You have to have your toast.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Some more coffee up the side.
Sausages.
Sausages.
Two pork bacon. Sausages. Blood pudding.
Blood pudding. White pudding, maybe, if I'm being fancy.
What did you say?
Mushrooms.
Beans. Moments ago about
beans.
Greasy food.
No, but they're not looking at a blueprint anymore. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there'll be
a projector.
They'll be looking at a... The projector is more likely at the meeting. The blueprint will be in the truck right before they go in.
Face doesn't have to touch the blueprint. The face's problem is going to be when he gently caresses his Mark's face as he's trying to seduce her and rubs grease down the side of it. Then pickpockets her in the pocket and she's like, why does my pocket feel so greasy?
A lot of carbonara still in there.
Yeah,
on
in their mustache.
Again, the face is eating spaghetti for breakfast, not the full English. The full English is for everyone else.
That's
the
right.
The face is having carbonara
for
breakfast.
I'm so sorry.
It's the breakfast
he's having
spaghetti.
Carbonara. He has a big yawn and his Mark's like, why are you so tired? And he's like, I had a big bowl of carbonara.
And then they're like, what's carbonara? And they're like, well, it is. And then they explain it and distract and then pickpocket.
Okay, do we think that Zammit gets away with it? Is Zammit re-employed in Ocean's next?
Ocean's 15.
Six out of the original 11 are shot in the head.
Zammit on the side of the road eating spaghetti being like, that went wrong. Maybe carbonara was a bad decision.
But it tastes so good. How could something so bad be so good to eat?
Yeah, maybe I should have fed the security guard some carbonara.
Well, you live and you learn.
It's so funny.
Maybe I'll get a job with the casino. Maybe I'll do catering for them.
It's so good to imagine then the next time they heist that casino, seeing you like slopping carbonara onto a plate in the cafeteria, and they're like, hey! You wrecked out. Six people are dead because of you.
Me? What
but
did I
were
do?
Well fed.
It's also great imagining Zammit across the road just like, hope the heist is going well. Bang. Oh, no. No real reaction. Oh, man, they're dead. No.
Grabbing something like a grater with some palms and just grating that on.
Yeah,
at least I have this spaghetti to calm me down.
Delicious.
Powerful.
Tell me. And also orange juice. Always good.
Yeah. Hey, want to hear something that I probably should have brought up ages ago?
Yeah.
Heist at night. So
not always.
Yeah, but this
what
one
follows
is.
Night? What's precedes night?
So more, now yeah, Zammit's saying you have breakfast for dinner. Falling
no, I'm just saying that they're going to wake up at breakfast. All right. So then we'll have breakfast when they have breakfast. All right. Maybe steak.
Oh, my God. A big steak.
For lunch?
Yeah, good.
No, steak sandwich for lunch.
Okay. More carbs?
Sure, great.
For dinner? No, we said a lot of spaghetti. No, wait, they've got to be alert. All right. Spaghetti's the night before.
Okay, yes, sure. I figured. So basically the timeline for me is... All right, spaghetti for dinner. All
right,
then they go to bed. Then the next day, when they have a full English, that's the day of the heist.
We'll have heist night over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. That'll be over here.
And heist eve.
And then we have over here heist Okay. So what they eat before for breakfast and lunch on High Steve, that's on them.
That's their choice.
That's on their
presumably
choice.
Nothing. Maybe they know they're going to get a hearty meal of spaghetti.
I will offer a smoothie bar for lunch on High Steve if anyone wants to.
Great.
But for High Steve...
Hey, was that a sensible decision?
Yeah,
that's weird.
That was a
one of... what? Hey, even a broken clock is right, I guess.
So High Steve... a nice big pasta dinner.
Yeah, carbonara, right? Spaghetti.
Carbonara is for tomorrow.
Okay.
Only for the face.
Only for the
face. A nice big pasta, delicious.
Great. Sure,
maybe
fantastic.
We'll chuck in some awesome garlic bread.
Yeah, okay.
And if I want, maybe we'll get some gelato or maybe we'll get a gelato bar.
Great.
Yeah, so get some gelato for them. All right.
Because, what is happening? Some,
like, he's delicious. Planning a delicious meal. An Italian feast.
Yes, Italian feast.
Okay.
And we'll have some coffees.
Joel Emmett, the famous Maltese man.
Is he having a Greek? Are you planning Greek coffee the night before?
Yeah. Just like, as, you know, if
I'm so tired, but I can't go to sleep. Lucky I've got nothing important on tomorrow.
All right, I'll say decaf. Fucking
hell. That's good.
So
decaf.
Joel Emmett, look, for the listeners, if it hasn't become very, very apparent, he's just planned his ideal meal. And he's been like, a coffee would go so nice with this.
Imagine it. Like a lemon gelato and you have a nice
It sounds
coffee.
Good, but so you got a heist tomorrow.
Lemon gelato and a coffee doesn't sound good at all.
No, you don't know. Nice. You don't know.
Citrus, curdles, milk. Oh, you didn't drink milk.
Not your belly. And you have it black.
Also, come on. Anyway, so
what's breakfast the
breakfast.
Next morning?
Okay, you got two different meals. One for the face because I got to remain calm.
Carbonara.
And then we have the full English.
Okay. Everybody else eats many eggs and much ham.
Gassy boys.
Okay. Lots of ham, maybe lunch? Some beans. Lunch? Look, I reckon you could probably skip lunch or a nice pita bread, maybe something like with vitamin B because of all that. Oh, I forgot wine.
Yeah, there's wine last night.
Wine last
they
night.
Got sober
so,
up. They got a sober up.
They got
a hangover. Bloody Marys with breakfast.
You're right. Bloody Marys. We'll add that down.
Oh, God. I feel so sick and tired.
All right. Now, if that hasn't cured them.
Okay.
So now I know vitamin B.
The day of the heist. The day of the heist. I'm standing there as you serve all these people. I just look over at the smoothie bar from yesterday. I'm like, he started so strong. Why did he just not reopen this?
Why did this happen? And we're all so hungover. I need more bacon. Okay.
So lunch. Now it's a light lunch.
Good.
Now vitamin B is very good.
Yeah.
Especially when you've been drinking.
Sure.
So we'll have some Barocas anyway, just in case if anyone didn't drink, Barocas very good.
Yeah.
But also Vegemite.
Okay, Barocas and Vegemite.
Vegemite on toast.
Cool. Great.
More bread, perfect.
Delicious.
Yeah. Carb City.
Mate, look, all right, fine. We'll go some pita bread.
All right, great.
Okay.
You've made it better.
You're right. If
okay.
we've got someone complaining about you know what's better though?
What?
Cheesy Mite Scrolls.
Okay.
From Baker's Delight.
Great.
Local reference for the Oceans Boys.
You're like, guys, this is a bit of Australiana for
you. A taste. Oh, there I don't go. Like the taste of this. Too bad.
You're skipping lunch then, I guess.
Yeah, look, bad luck, idiots. All right.
Dinner.
So, well, I think you were onto something when it came to fish.
I was.
So,
brain food,
have a
omega 3.
Nice fish dinner.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have delicious, like maybe...
tuna pasta.
No, don't be silly. We've already had pasta. Oh, good reusing though.
Economical. You just open a can of tuna and a carbonara from earlier.
No, I like that the face needs to remain calm. 12 hours before the heist now.
Yeah, because he's going to be napping through lunch. Think.
The face has a midday nap.
He's got to be well rested.
Cool.
All right. So there we go. Seared tuna or seared salmon.
What drink was available with breakfast, by the way?
Oh, coffees.
Coffee.
Yeah, so and Bloody Marys.
Coffees, Bloody Marys, OJs.
No, I was just checking because I thought the face might have been drinking coffee and going to bed, I guess. So not sleeping.
No. And what's the breakfast drink with OJ screwdrivers?
Yes. Okay, so we can keep drinking. Here are the dog, I guess. Cool.
I mean, look, that's where my profit comes in.
Right.
Anyway, so before the heist.
Yes.
Brain fruit.
It's very important.
So we can get some good fish.
Yep.
So either a tuna or a salmon, lovely seared.
Yeah.
We can get some broccolini, a long stem broccoli on that. Mm-hmm, maybe a nice little glaze, all that kind of stuff. Mashed potatoes on the side.
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay. Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Very nice. Right. Peas, get those real good green foods happening. And then
They do the heist.
And then
okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. What happens next?
Dessert.
God. What's for dessert?
What's for dessert, Joel Zammit?
I'm realizing we already had the gelato the day before, so I would plan this is where I have the cheese.
Oh, good. You want to be nice and cheesy before the heist.
Some cheese and, you know. Maybe
greasy meats.
Greasy meats.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Artichoke hearts. Olives.
Oh.
Smellbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they're more the entree. No, the cheese is dessert. But the other stuff will be the entree if you want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe some or like some like toasted like a focaccia or something. Oh, that'd be nice.
So do you reckon you could eat that meal plan for a day?
Yeah.
And then just run 50 meters.
Do you think you could get up from a sitting position? Because I can't imagine.
So for the
what are we doing again?
Wait, what are we doing? Oh, fuck. And then everybody is asleep in the car. And
or potentially vomiting.
Yeah.
Look, hey, just
and look, I am disappointed that I haven't got a turkey somewhere in here.
Yeah, it feels like you should.
Feels like a
just have one
waste.
Going at all times.
Yeah. A nice slow roast. Maybe I'll cook a turkey and I'll come in and be like, if you don't like Vegemite sandwiches, some like Thanksgiving leftover kind of like a theme, you know, but some turkey cream. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I think the heist fails.
6 of the 11 shot in the head.
Whoa, dude. That's
the
crazy.
The gymnast tries to climb a wall, is too greasy, slides down, set off the alarm.
I like that they soldiered through and didn't nap. So I would call that a win. And anything.
Well, they needed to do the heist.
Yeah. It was planned.
They couldn't really call it off. All right. Well, okay.
I got something.
Please.
And I think it'll actually help this situation.
Okay. So are we doing the same heist?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, no. Okay. Good to know.
So what that heist
Danny's
needed.
Come to all three of us.
Yeah. The plumbing boys.
And. Hey, what am I good on?
He came to us at a casino where we were continually losing at 21. No, I kept thinking
Blackjack?
It was called 20. I'm calling it 24. He's you like, gotta hit 24.
Sir, you're on 17. Yeah, hit me.
Mm. Oh, wow, sure? 21. Hit me.
Hit me, because I gotta get to 24. Like the hours in the day, sir.
Like the TV show, 24 Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer? A bell.
You remember that? 24 episodes, all go for an hour, 24?
Yeah.
Goes for 24 hours in total.
He doesn't
tick,
shit once.
Tick, 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 tick. That's the clock. I can't do it because it's digital.
Anyway, did I win? Yes, sir, but then you lost. I don't know what he's saying, boys. I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, Danny Ocean.
What can we do for you?
I hate this casino. It robbed from us.
I would like to rob it too.
So.
Well, boys. Yes.
One thing that Danny Ocean's team doesn't have, and one thing that I think that I would be able to get away with for long enough to buy time, is someone to stand out the front and call the cops.
Okay.
So when the alarm goes off.
Yeah.
I just head to the front, like, don't worry, I'll call them. And then I pretend I'm on the phone to 911 for long enough that they're like, the police are on their way, but they're not on their way because I'm lying.
Okay. So the heist goes through without a hitch. So, okay. Well, you're at the front, they're like, sir, didn't you call the cops?
I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not here.
I'm on with them now. Okay. Well, sir, it's
so while the 14 of us are all kind of greasy and heavy from the meal, before sort of walking, strolling through the casino, you're relying on the bystander effect of raising your hand. But I've got this.
So the alarms go off and they're like, well, we have an internal system. You're like, don't worry.
I've got this. They might think it's a test where
turn it off. You don't need it. You've got me, Joel Dusha.
The urgency in my voice will pertain exactly how urgent this is.
It's so good to imagine you.
Everyone hears alarms all the time. What they don't hear is, oh my God, I'm being robbed.
You, sir, isn't the casino being robbed? I am the casino because I love it so much.
How do you know so much about what's happening currently?
I'm in character.
It's also great to imagine you outside, but like the door windows are shut, but they can see you through the glasses. You're just clearly fake talking. Ma. The guy behind the counter being like, I don't think he's talking into that phone at all. Hello, policeman.
There is something happening. Look, I don't want to give you more credit than maybe you deserve.
I deserve all the credit.
However, I think you might be onto something calling up the cops.
Yeah.
What if you legitimately called them up maybe an hour before on the other side of town, somewhere else?
Tie up the police.
Here's
what you do. You get really high off a telephone pole. Call the police, say, get me, Dan.
I'm stuck. Bring every officer in town.
I will not stop yelling until I'm taken down.
I got too high.
So that might just get the fireys.
Yeah.
So you want to try and get, like, you want to start.
Throw rocks at people.
All right, no.
Too high, and maybe I'm a bomb.
Yeah.
Is anyone buying this?
You just, okay, you've both gone a maniac idea. As opposed to just lying about multiple crimes happening throughout the city.
There are multiple people standing on top of telephone poles throwing rocks at bystanders.
I can see them all because I'm on another one.
I am one of them.
You've gotten what I've said. And then,
you know, the bystander effect. If you see one man climb a telephone pole, then you climb one, and then all of a sudden the whole city's on telephone poles throwing rocks.
Officer, it's the bystander effect.
I hate grounders now. I'm throwing rocks at anyone on the ground.
Like the essential oils idea of what I have of it being so diluted that it is no longer recognizable of what it once was.
What about if Dusha calls the police from the front, but before the heist happens, and then says, "Don't worry about it," and then they think, "Oh, he's just pranking us again." The next time,
what if I call them three or four times?
Yeah,
like 10 minutes before the heist goes off, so they're just like.
Yes, because heists only take 10 minutes.
10 minutes is a bit early.
10 minutes before the alarm goes off.
The cops are leaving, the alarm happens. Okay, they just U-turn back.
Everyone is having a lovely time having hanging around the smoothie bar.
Yeah.
That's when you call the cops.
Yeah, you start.
They come down, they're like, "Oh, there's no one there."
Yeah.
It's a false alarm.
I forced the boy who cried wolf trick.
Yeah.
Although,
and the last time. Yeah. They will get eaten by the wolf.
One downside.
The wolf. My meal's a sheep.
Hey, that's good because if I force the boy who cried wolf, I'm both a wolf and the boy.
But a problem is that the heist is going to happen.
No,
so when the cops are like, "That guy kept calling us," and then a crime did happen. Is that just a wild coincidence?
Well, I could say that I overheard things.
Okay.
And they wouldn't
see. It's all being in the heist.
I overheard things. These people did the heist. Wink.
Well,
I don't. So okay, what?
So you're bringing to the party a snitch.
Danny doesn't have a snitch.
Have a snitch.
No one's snitching on the oceans. Not intentionally, I don't think.
I don't remember.
He almost snitches on himself, but they are pulling some heist bullshit that the three of us don't get. Don't question. Danny Ocean will be like, "Here's the plan," and we'll just blank out.
And I'll be like, "So what are you telling Andrew Goss, Anthony Goss?
Andrew Garfield?"
And I'll be there being like, "Man, this pasta needs more parmesan."
And I'll be at the window
I'll be right back.
"This bee has been trying to get in for the last hour, but it can't get in through this little gap. Danny, look." I'm letting it in. Have you listened to a word I've said?
No.
Just gesturing to the bee. So, you understand, Daniel. Daniel Ocean, right? Danford Ocean.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is no good and you're still here for some reason, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you're the kind of person who wants a podcast where our good friend Mia watches the absolute worst cartoons she can find, like the Scooby-Doo Puppet Special or that cartoon from the 80s about an alive Rubik's Cube.
If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Cynical Cartoons, our cartoon review show that's far better than it has any right to be.
So, okay, so your plan... No,
so my plan is, because if you call in, if I keep being like, or even if I say, I saw suspicious activity in a different area... Wait.
Wait. Yeah.
Because they won't take me seriously. They'll just send two officers.
Okay. That's all right.
And if I know that the police... I've part of the plan. I haven't just randomly done this. I can send those two officers in the same casino, but in a different spot. And then when the alarm goes off, the police station is like, the police are already investigating it. But it's just two fellas. Easy to avoid.
Okay, so when they're like, hey, the alarm's gone off at the casino, that's a big deal. And they're like, we sent two guys.
Think of it like a controlled explosion rather than an explosion.
So like you're burning off.
You've still just burning off the cops.
You've still just got two cops. Two
cops in the scene who wouldn't be there otherwise.
Who are arguably maybe trained and have weapons.
Yeah. You're like, don't worry, guys. It's fine.
It's controlled burning.
We're doing like controlled burning, but with police. Surely, they have guns.
So do we.
Would say there's a heist happening.
I don't think we've got guns.
Surely you'd be like, there is a heist happening at another casino, a different casino.
But that
and
doesn't.
They've wired it so that it sounds like it's coming from a different casino, but this is the casino. I've seen them. They're storming it now. Help, help, come.
Well, let's explore the on top of a pole throwing rocks idea before we decide on Zavitz one. Because if you another idea. Okay.
But see, Zavitz idea sounds like a good idea, but do you trust anyone who just fed a heist team spaghetti for dinner before a heist? No. I don't.
Can I suggest another alternative? Working within the same realm as your idea. So you got to tie up the cops. That's your goal number one.
I'm pretty sure Danny Ocean also blows the power to the whole block, which is part of the thing.
EMP.
But I think a way you could, an easy way.
My phone doesn't work, so I'm literally just faking it. Hello, police.
Hello, police. Going in up to the counter. Hello, policeman. Winking at the guy behind the counter. I got this.
I was in an EMP blast, but my phone is working perfectly. I guess I'm just lucky. Mr. Police.
They've just got like a wired like landline. Yeah, there's a man in.
He seems to think he's talking to the police.
I'll interrupt and be like, are you on the phone to the police? Can I talk to them?
I got some stuff to say. Well, I think a good way to tie up the police, I've been thinking about this, is if you can get into the aquarium and you can smash all the tanks, that's a lot of work for the cops. To kind of come and try and stop. Or the zoo release the animals. Something that's going to tie up all the police
zoo,
in the area.
Yes. Aquarium, I'm like, that's just a lot of dead fish that are not cops' problems. That's a lot of unhappy staff workers.
Also,
in the aquarium.
Do you know how they solve zoo outbreaks?
How? They kill the gorillas.
They just open fire.
Well, you know what's better than killing a gorilla? Well, they're killing the gorillas, not the heist team. That's my thinking.
That's true. Mm. I guess we get to live another day whilst animals get closer to extinction.
Yeah. And if you're willing to make that sacrifice, you make it away with $1 million or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. We rob a casino of $1 million and rob some animals of their lives.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. It's a win-win.
Yeah, that gorilla child is fatherless. But aren't all gorillas?
We've got $1 million or whatever. Yeah,
give the little ape some money.
I feel like it's more than $1 million, but again, none of us were paying attention.
Yeah. Okay, so go to every aviary, every privately owned zoo, dogs, cats, open gate.
Let the cops deal with them.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we'd love to stop the casino, but there are literal jaguars in suburbia.
I think that if...
Well, there's that, like every animal. Yeah. Like, open up gates for in suburbia. Let dogs roam free.
Absolutely.
If someone called the police and said, I saw an elephant in the street.
Yeah.
It's destroying a home. At the same time that a casino alarm is going off.
Yeah.
The police are not going to the elephant.
They might.
Well.
One fella might. The rest are going to
the
casino.
What a poor guy. Holy shit, they were right. It's really an elephant. I am under...
But if they get multiple reports of multiple elephants and other animals going all haywire,
But versus... of course,
and again, you're doing this before the heist goes off because you want to send as much pandemonium.
Dilute the police force.
Because if you're sending literally every animal for some reason, get like, okay, what you want to do is you get a shit ton of catnip.
Yeah.
Yes.
And dog whistles.
And dog whistles.
You just drive them into
and leftover carbonara. You put that in the middle of like the city.
Yep. You become like an evil Pied Piper, but for pets.
Yeah. Pets and zoo animals.
The cops just shoot you.
And all of my animals.
All right, seven dead heistmen.
Oh, boy.
Shot in the back of the head, kind of no matter what your plan is. Shot in the head earlier if you call the police to the casino.
I'm still on the phone. They just don't even ask any questions. Just shoot me.
You did this.
Oh, it's the last words. I like I get a death cry even though I was shot in the head. Oh.
Okay.
How'd I go?
Everyone got shot in the head.
Everyone? Or only five still?
Look, you got yourself and countless animals shot, and you added more police to the... So I would might have gotten people shot quicker.
I feel. I'd say everyone dead.
I did well.
What could have been a heist was a massive tragedy. Okay, so what my thinking is...
Yes.
As it's almost in a similar sort of logic to yours.
Hey, Jacob. You're also calling the cops.
Yeah, no, see, I will act out... My role in the heist will be to perform a worse heist the week before to lull the casino into a false sense of security. So I go in, I guess alone, play all roles badly... Get arrested, don't rob them of anything, but they're like, well, the crime has happened. It's not going to happen twice in one week.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Security's lower.
So when something bad happens at a thing.
You know when you, say, if you have a car.
Yes.
And someone, like, breaks in or smashes a window or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And steals something. Yeah. Do you then be like, oh, I guess I'll just lower the windows every time I leave my car?
No, but say you see somebody...
Or are you like, maybe I won't leave all my valuables in the car?
But maybe somebody tries to break into your car and you see their ineffectual scramblings at your window and you're like, my car is strong enough.
What if...
I don't need to do a thing.
What if you left the house and you locked your door and someone had somehow had a key to get in and they just made it a bit messy but didn't take anything? Would you change the locks or would you leave the door unlocked?
But imagine you've got a...
Or open.
You got a door and a house.
Yep. I can imagine both of those things quite easily. With ease. Don't mean to brag.
You, instead of somebody getting into your house, you just come one day and see that there's a lot of scrapes on your lock because they couldn't get the key in. Like,
but they had
my house is strong enough.
But they had the key.
Or maybe the lock's mangled because they tried to get a key in and it didn't fit. And you're like, well... House is safe enough.
No, same if I know that someone's...
But I heist a casino.
If I know that someone has tried to break into my house, I would go into panic mode.
Tried and failed.
Jackson's defense, what I just said. His death count will be much lower than ours because he'll get shot in the back of the head and then that's it.
But yes, if someone has tried to break into the house, I would be freaking out. I would then up security.
Yes.
Maybe change the locks, get more locks, hire, you know, get
Personal guards, call the cops.
But I don't think that they're going to think...
That's just a house.
If I break into the casino and,
so
you know...
You've not only tried, you've succeeded.
Well, no, I have to succeed a bit for it to work.
I work
with
at a work...
Okay, so hang on. Before... So you've, with one person, you've succeeded a bit.
Yeah, well, I go in, maybe I've gotten one set of keys.
So you go to the vault. You get to the vault.
I get to at least the lasers and they get me.
The lasers get you?
Yeah.
You've gotten far. And that would mean to be like, wow, we need to reassess our security. So even though, so I'm assuming what you've done is gotten Danny Ocean's plans and read them all and then done that. You've
Can I borrow these for the night? Yes, as long as you don't enact your stupid plan of doing the heist
then
first.
In a week where they're meant to be planning and eating some amazing food, what they have decided then is anything that they've planned now is out the window because the casino has now
changed
the way they do everything.
Okay. What if I get my own heist team and I do exactly Danny Ocean's plan, but we intentionally fail?
So same that, thing. Same
when
problem.
Danny Ocean's plan is enacted,
why would
when Danny okay, Ocean okay, does it, okay, they're like, okay. He's not going to win. It didn't work last time.
What?
But he does it right and wins.
So if okay, I have a combination.
I like referring to robbing a bank as winning.
Yes. Okay. So I have a combination, a lock.
Yes.
And let's just say I know whatever. I put it as like 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm like, that is my combination. It is safe.
Yeah.
Someone has come in and put 1, 2, 3, 4 into the safe, but not taken anything.
No. I'm my like, safe cracker goes in and goes 1, 6, 6, 6, and then it's like, I can't get in to the camera.
I'd still
we
change.
Fail everything. My face man comes in and is like, give me the keys in your pocket. Aha. And then he looks at the camera and he's like, I can't do it. And I, in the car, I guess, come out and I'm like, police officers, I organized a bad heist. Don't fear this style of heist. Then I go to jail. But
yeah.
That's part of the plan.
Now they have to then commit another crime.
Who does?
Is it like if they're breaking you out?
No, I didn't think that.
Let him rot in jail like the scum he is.
Yeah, I figured I was rotting in. You know those people who are professional jailbirds?
You reckon you're Bronson?
Yeah. I'll just stay in jail for a bit and then I'll come out and get
just that. That alone, Jack, is a fine plan to add to
what? Go to jail?
Yes. Be the
is
fall
that
guy.
Is that because it gets me out of the way?
Be the fall guy.
I don't want to be the fall guy.
I've also got a fall guy.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need two.
But we've just made another. You've just made an entire second heist team, which are all now fall guys.
I have hired the worst.
The worst of the worst.
The worst of the worst.
But then you left a paper trail.
The biggest failed heist imaginable.
No, but then you left a paper
trail. We all go to jail. And then we're in jail. Danny Ocean tries and they're like, surely it's not happening twice.
Because
let your guard down. They wouldn't do the same heist twice.
All right, the person that has hired everyone else is as smart as you, okay? So that's left a paper trail directly to Danny Ocean. If Danny's like, I'm going to hire you, and you're like, oh, I've got an idea. You're going to squeal on Danny Ocean hour one.
I reckon the first time he speaks, he's like, right, doing a fake heist for Danny Ocean. Seven words in, he said the
doing
full
a
name.
Fake heist for Danny Ocean, so when he does the real heist, you
next
won't
week.
Expect
later.
It.
Yeah.
You won't expect it. It's a week from now to the minute.
Set your watches.
Everybody?
I'm not lying, I promise. Keep an eye on the news.
Yeah, you know. I'm going to go to jail.
So you've got now Jackson's 11.
Yes.
They're all
the
now
worst lockpick in the world. Doesn't even know how to open a conventional lock. Never seen a key before in his life.
They're all now in jail, and they're all being interrogated. The chance that they all know what your plan is very high.
I would say to the point of 100%.
Then I'll go to jail. That's
and also true. Danny Ocean
double
and the rest of them.
Baby. Can't try Danny for the same crime.
It's a different
you don't
crime.
Have to. You don't have to commit the crime to die. It's
you know, attempted murder's a crime, yeah?
Yeah.
Attempted heist.
I know, I'm
conspiracy.
Going to jail.
But you just like, said he would.
No, Danny Ocean won't.
Yes,
he will.
He's conspiring.
How is it connected to me?
Because you've told people.
Well, that was your decision. I'd endeavor not to.
All right, fine.
You've got a whole team of 11.
Wait. All right. Yeah. Jackson.
What's up?
I am the worst lockpick in the world. You're interviewing me.
Yeah.
Go.
Who hired you?
What? No one yet. You're meant to be hiring me.
Oh, I thought I was the cops.
You're Jackson.
I can see how the cops outwitted him. Just rest your case on that alone. I just don't think any more is needed. I think you proved your point.
You're dumb.
Everyone shot, including my heist team.
Your heist team, Danny Ocean team, somehow
22 people shot.
22 people dead.
Somehow 50 civilians as well. Heist went that bad.
I got the worst face man in the world in that he's just a guy with a gun and loose morals. Oh, wow. This went really bad. Danny, I'm sorry.
Your last words as the bullet travels through your skull.
Whoops.
At least everyone had a good last meal.
Yeah, well.
Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, he went a week before. He didn't even get that.
I just heard it was coming. Oh, I'm excited to finish this fake heist and get the spaghetti. Won't you be in jail? I don't know.
We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, maybe not.
Could be. I could be rich. You get cocky. You're like, maybe I could actually do this.
Maybe that's what works. Because I'm looking at the worst heist team ever.
Start believing your own bullshit.
So, you know, you say you've never seen a key or lock before, but, like, you get the idea, yeah?
No, not at all.
Not at all. And you're the explosives guy, but you just brought a sledgehammer. What's... Can we talk about that?
No.
Okay.
I reckon we might have this.
Yeah, I reckon we've got this. And my face man is a clown. So conspicuous, it's not conspicuous.
Did you meet...
I hired him for a child's birthday party and now he's doing this. My blueprint is just a like one of those maps from the back of McDonald's, like a kiddie map from McDonald's.
I like the idea you've just drawn a map from looking at the building on the outside.
From one angle. Yeah. I reckon I got it.
It's a square.
Yeah, well.
Jackson, there's no doors on this map.
Huh? Well, you'll see them. You'll tell where they are.
I don't even know what I'm doing to map. You're going to see it when you get in there.
We'll wing it. We'll wing most of this.
We got this.
Just keep going down. That's where they keep the money.
Yeah, they didn't put it
in
up
a
high.
Big Scrooge McDuck style vault. That's why everyone's been given a sack to put coins
everyone
in.
Everyone gets a sack and a bathing suit.
Yeah.
And the sack's got a big dollar sign on the side.
I got whatever the opposite of a contortionist is. He's so stiff.
Just like a corpse. Well, you didn't do well.
No. I did the worst of the three of us, but none of us did great.
Yeah, there was casualties in all situations.
Yeah. I guess, Danny might have had it all planned out.
Yeah, he kind of had it good.
Yeah.
We were an unnecessary addition, you know?
We know that the heist is successful.
Yeah,
we've
it
seen
works.
The film.
It works in the movie.
They say on the big screen, baby.
Yeah.
We've got proof.
Yeah, look.
Look, if you want to see how well it went for Danny, I guess, download Ocean's 11. Just head to iTunes.com.
Yeah,
download iTunes Ocean's isn't 11. Real anymore.
iMovie.com.
Yeah. Download it and play this episode over the top as a sort of commentary. Obviously, the movie's longer than this episode, so play this episode twice.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And we've been failures.
Yeah. Whoops.
Sorry.
Bum, bum.
Sorry, Daniel.
Sorry, Dan Fedotian.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead. And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.